Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Now open for the 2019 racing season. With new events throughout the year, now is the time to go to GreatLakesDragway.com and plan out your summer of racing. Pick up a discounted ticket package or a season pass that will pay for itself after three visits. So pick up yours today.
Wendy's Big Show, Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. Shout out to Roy Hennig down at Great Lakes Dragway. You guys want to go?
What's up, race? Roy?
The weather is finally nice. If you want to go test
what's
out
up, Roy?
How fast
your little boy James
your ride
big.
Can get, go do it safely. What's go to Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. Hit up the straightaway down there and test it out for yourself. 5:30 Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin on Deck Show with my man Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. He is also going to be in here tonight. Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops post game show after game one, Eastern Conference Finals.
Get to him.
Just go ahead.
Well, I'm
why are you making all those noises if we can't get to you robbing us or something?
Gonna get to him, Steve.
I ain't talking about you.
Right lane in today's Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. Bucks in blank. Anybody else can weigh in at 414-799-1250.
$5 in $5 is what I'm thinking.
So you're saying the gentlemen's.
If they win tonight, it could be a sweep and could be over by what's game four? Tuesday
night.
Could be over by Tuesday. The guy that called in yesterday and said, well, Toronto's going to put up more of a fight than you realize. They're going to win a couple games and this and that. I said, okay, so please do tell. Where do they have the advantage over the Bucks? And his response was, well, they got the second best player in the league. I said, well, who's the best player? He said, Giannis. I said, well, that's not an advantage. What else do you got? He had nothing. I think the Bucks bench is better. I think the Bucks starting five is better. I think the Bucks are the best player in the series. Those are all things that are all advantage Bucks. Could the Bucks not shoot well in a game and lose? Sure. Absolutely. Could free throws cost the Bucks a game at some point down the stretch if it's close? And I'm saying if it's close, sure, it could happen. I think Toronto really has more pressure on them than the Bucks do at this point because they need Fred VanVleet to play like the VanVleet that played earlier in the year and be a big-time contributor off the bench because he's been non-existent for weeks. So, you know, if he gives them 15 a night, if Ibaka, Bucks killer, comes off the bench and gives them 15 to 20 every night, okay, now these games will be a lot closer. If they don't get bench production from those guys, I'm telling you, they could be runaway games again, just like the last series was against Boston after they got through that first game. I think Toronto's best shot at winning a game is tonight with the Bucks having a week off. If they don't win tonight, it could be done quicker than everybody thinks.
414-799-1250. The right lane is Bucks in blank, Leroy Butler.
Hey, listen. Watch this, Homer. Listen, guys. I'm never going to disrespect anybody.
There you
any
go.
Team.
Watch this, Homer. Cause.
Come on, cuz.
I'm not going to disrespect any team like that. I just ain't going to do it. I played in too many playoff games to know what you throw records out and all that. Anything can happen at this point. These guys made it to this level for a reason. You know?
Come on.
And not to mention, they probably played a tougher opponent than you played. So, I'm not going to play that game. I just want them to win it.
Man.
I just want them to advance. I've been saying that.
Who played a tougher team?
What do you mean?
Come on.
Who played a tougher team in what series?
The Sixers.
No.
Tougher than Boston?
No.
Well, that's your opinion. I'm just saying they took them to 7 games and you took them to 5. Tougher is tough.
Baby Ty, what's the question?
The question is Bucks in blank.
I'm just saying.
What is it, Leroy? Bucks and what?
I just want them to win. I don't care how many games it is.
Did You're not going to offend anybody at the Bucks if you say Bucks in seven.
No, I ain't.
I mean, unless you're going to take. Are you going to take Toronto?
I took the Bucks already. I mean, I just want them to win. I ain't trying to be that because y'all trying to have a built-in manufacturer jump off the bridge again if they lose a game. Because you thinking they're going to win sweeps and five, just win. If y'all want to do, I'm confused. The Bucks just win. Who did you say that just win, baby? Who was
Al
that?
Davis. Al Davis.
Yeah, hey, man, just win. I ain't trying
to. You hired him.
Wait, hey, man,
you hired him.
My question was
you
this.
It's my fault.
Was this your question, Steve?
It's my fault.
This your question?
I don't know. We did the same thing last round, too.
No, we had.
It's my fault.
Yeah.
You did bring
this
him in.
This question?
Yep, you brought him in.
Keep your finger on the button, man. I don't know why you keep letting him
off. N-G-E-R, finger on the button. Gary Ellerson.
I just want him to win.
Bucks man. In blank.
I don't know, man. I just want him to win.
Man, tell us what you think.
I don't want to fear nobody, man. I don't want to fear nobody.
I think it's going to be Bucks
in
six.
I'm not falling in that trap. I'm not getting in that trap.
Man. I don't want to be.
Because if something happened, I'm not going to. Hey, I just want to.
Man, I
got
to give me some tickets, man. I ain't trying to fear nobody, man. What you talking about, girl?
I can't go anywhere.
Call John Horse and tell me, give me some. I need a T-shirt or something. Tell me, you know, they're going to put them on the back.
They got no more. They put 15,000
on. I wear a large of them. Tell me, give me a large. I want to get some. Six.
So Bucks you're saying and Bucks and six?
Yeah, I think,
I'm on that same wavelength.
I think Toronto can get two, cuz. I really do. I think Toronto defensively will be the best defense they'll face in the playoff series. And I think Pascal, what's his name?
Pascal Siakam.
Yeah, that Siakam guy. Where he from? Pascal. Is he from Yugoslavia?
Yugoslavia?
Yeah.
I don't know if he's old enough to be Yugoslavian.
Is he Serbian?
He's from Cameroon.
Cameroon? What's that?
That sounds like Pascal.
I don't think Gary know what he looks like.
What's Cameroon, cuz?
That's in Africa, man.
No, it ain't.
This is Pascal Siakam.
Oh, he looked like that. Okay.
Yeah. You're right.
You know what I mean.
No, he's from Yugoslavia, cuz.
Yeah, no, he's not from Yugoslavia.
Well, see, that guy. And
he's in Yugoslavia.
Where Serge Ibaka from?
Serge Ibaka. Oh, man, I know this one, too.
See where he's from. He's from the Ukraine.
Congo. No, right? Yeah, I want to say Republic of Congo, but I'm not positive.
Because he's from the Ukraine. I know him.
No, he's from Ukraine, man.
Republic of Congo. Yeah.
Congo? Mm-hmm. Did we ever figure out where Thon Maker was from?
He's from that area, too, I think.
Wasn't he from there?
Yeah, somebody helped him out. He came
Thon
over to
Maker
play basketball.
Was yeah, where are you from? From South Sudan.
Yeah.
Boy. Somewhat close to that.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, six. I think with Pascal and Ibaka, they throw them at them. I think they can play some defense. And I think Toronto can get two out of this one.
I'm really hoping that it finishes in five, like Stevie said, because I want to go down to that deer district and clinch it again here in Milwaukee, because that was something crazy. I'll be down there tonight. 414-799-1250, Great Lakes Dragway, Pick a Lane. Yes,
any transportation information for Baby Talk?
I still haven't gotten much.
Yeah, I got a report of Stenny's has Buck Shuttles going.
Stenny's? Okay. I'm a big fan of Stenny's.
You know where Stenny's at?
Second National. Yeah, I can make it over there. That would work out. Center lane, will Keston hear his career be more like Ryan Braun or Corey Hart, Gary Ellerson?
Well, I'm hoping it's more like Corey Hart, but if you read Corey Hart numbers, man, Corey Hart, one particular time, was one, the best baseball player in Major League Baseball. You're saying that this hero kid is going to have...
Ryan Braun was the best player in all of baseball, right?
Did I say that?
You said Corey Hart.
I didn't say Corey Hart,
yeah,
did I?
Yeah, you did.
I love Corey Hart. Y'all can tell that. Corey Hart, man. Man, Corey Hart is my favorite brewer, man.
That's your boy, man.
That's
his guy crush.
Man. Yeah, well, we green and growing, cuz. You ever listen to Corey Hart do an interview?
Oh, my God.
We got sound for Corey Hart doing an interview?
No, I don't have Corey Hart sound.
Man, turn this on.
I have this sound.
There it is. Green and growing, cuz. Milwaukee Bucks.
They played this
green and growing. Gets better each year.
Much better.
Green and growing. The Bucks don't stop here.
Did I miss something? Wasn't he talking about Keston here?
He was, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, but you said I'd be doing that.
Yeah.
He crossing in every lane we got.
Yeah. Yeah. That means he's got to have.
He said six games. Man.
Six. No, I'm talking about Hero now. Not Hero. Hero.
Hero.
Yeah.
Tyler Hero. Possibly going in the draft lottery.
Is he going in
the lottery? How about that? He just might. I don't know. You guys,
what do you think?
You guys been sleeping on that most famous Whitnall grad. He just might go in that lottery.
I wouldn't take him.
I don't see him in the lottery.
Not
all
in the lottery.
I know is Austin can use a shooter at 14.
Take him somewhere, 20s, maybe. Not in the lottery.
The Bucks would take him at 30.
I want a chance.
Yes, sir.
Sure they would.
The Bucks need a shooter.
If you're in the lottery, more than likely you're looking for a star player, superstar player. I'm not sure. Difference maker.
You don't think he's a superstar player?
I think he's a solid NBA starter, good rotation guy off the bench.
That's good guaranteed money.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he'll be in the league.
You think he can be like J.J. Redick?
Hey, man, Redick.
Look at him. Look at him back there in that burgundy suit. You just miss him, Gary?
Yeah, maybe.
You miss him right behind Zion?
That might not be a bad comparison.
Look at him in that burgundy suit.
I think J.J.
That's a Whitnall grad right there in that burgundy suit right behind him.
Yep.
Looking swaggy.
I like this guy right here in the burgundy shirt with you right here. My boy right there.
swinging the golf club with Holly Saunders. Yeah. Sparky, bring this thing back, please.
He would make good sense for the Celtics at 14, though.
He would. It would make sense, especially if they have somebody.
They don't need a star player in Boston. He would make good sense. Tyler Hero at 14 for Boston. That would make sense.
And then he would sneak into that lottery money. Sparky,
you heard what Rozier said.
Yeah.
He ain't coming back.
Not if Kyrie's back.
He's not a big fan of Kyrie Irving. No, that's for sure. Sparky, you believe Keston Hero's career is going to be more like Ryan Braun or Corey Hart?
Braun.
True, Steve.
Braun without cheating. I think it's all about.
I just ignore that, man. Sorry. You can't have both.
I can't have a good player without cheating.
No, you just.
I have Christian Yelich. He's not cheating.
The reason why I say that, we don't know what anybody doing anymore.
You're
right. Here's what I'm saying, though. If you wanted to be like Braun, whether Braun, whatever, you said he's going to be a potential Hall of Fame player. Because that's what Braun would have been if he wouldn't have
cheated. Whatever. Right.
Well, so, you use your word. I use mine. I'm saying.
Okay, I'll put it this way.
So if you sit, that's the ceiling now. That means this guy going to be raking.
Okay, so this is what I'll
all
say.
All the time.
I think he'll be closer to PED Braun than, post-PED Braun.
I think you made it worse.
From what?
You made it worse.
He did make it worse.
Yeah, just say Braun.
Just take into account some of these numbers, though, that Sparky's talking about. When Ryan Braun was first starting, 34 bombs in his rookie year, played in 113 games, hit 37, 32, 25, 33, and 41.
Now,
you think he can do that?
Take into account, that was the home run era. With that era,
they're hitting more home runs this year than any year.
I know it is. Right now, it's completely gone off the charts.
Last two years, home run derby is back.
I think Keston
Hira. Look at the Brewer pitching. I'll tell you that.
I'll say Keston Hira ends up somewhere around 300 year in and year out, and hits 30 home runs.
At second base, that'll be amazing.
At Miller Park,
Ryan Braun in that first year where he won the Rookie of the Year, which I said I believe Keston Hira is going to be in the top three at least for that voting. He hit 324, a 370 on base, slugged 634. Had 34 bombs and 26 doubles.
And they didn't call him up till what, the end of May? Middle of the end of May?
May 24th, he made his Major League debut.
Right.
That's pretty incredible numbers.
No doubt. And Keston Hira will have a chance to put up similar numbers. I'm telling you right now, this kid can hit.
Listen, y'all putting this kind of pressure on these guys when they hit in a slump. I just want y'all to just stick with them and don't bail on them.
We won't, and we don't bail on Gina. We don't bail on Gina Della. We talk about how great of windows she helps install every single day here on the Big Show,
all the time,
every day on the Big Show.
Fine, young lady. She puts these deals.
Did Gina call you to see if you want to jump out of a plane?
What?
Why would you jump out of a plane?
Want the baby towels to jump out of a plane?
Yeah, she call you.
Tried calling me last week. I missed the call. I tried calling her back.
Yeah, I told her to call you.
To jump out of a plane?
Yeah, at the air show or somewhere.
Good thing you missed the
call. They call you, Leroy?
What?
Child, please. Everybody know I'm scared of heights.
They call you jump out of the plane. They didn't call you.
How high the plane going out?
High?
Is it going more than 3 feet?
They not call you?
Jump out of a plane?
Yeah, you'll be a sister. There'll be a guy connected to you.
Like is she going to put like a Pella banner on him as like an advertisement or what?
They're going to be a joker tied to you or something like that.
No, but why does she need him to do it?
Oh, I don't know. They're going to be something, a Pella thing on you or something.
That's what I'm thinking.
You're going to be like a buddy jump.
So you'll get paid.
Yeah.
You'll have to get paid.
Did she talk to you about
that? I didn't, it ain't the first time I'm hearing about this.
If something happened, they still want that student loan.
Hey, listen, if you're going to do this, though, seriously, I'm being honest. Riggs does more show on Kiss FM. He skydives like 3-4 times a week. So if you're going to do this, I would go with him first before you go to the air show and embarrass yourself and get
hurt.
Here's
the deal. I think I'm too heavy to jump out of an airplane.
I don't know. They got here, man. Dude, they got things.
I'm 300 pounds.
They got,
give you two shoots.
maybe three.
Boy, they got to have a backup.
But no, they got a joke on top of you, though.
I don't think you can say that.
Yeah, there's two of you.
Yeah, it's two of you. There's a joke on top of you.
When you start, there's two of you. That's how you get taught.
Yeah, laying on your back. No.
They don't want you to die.
Right. No, you ain't pulling the chute. The joker that laying on your back.
I don't care.
Pulling the chute.
Man. What kind of chute are they putting on to me?
You know, ain't no brothers jumping out no plane. Okay?
And what I said to Gina. Like me. I mean, I like Gina a lot, but that's what I said too. I said, you know, listen,
she asked the right people.
I said, Gina, listen, I barely made it out of the projects. Why I'm trying to just go jump out. I made it this far. I'm 55 years old. I made it this far.
Right.
This.
There's people that are 75, 80 years old. That's Guy Joe.
They need to go grow up where I grew up at. They treasure their life a little bit more than that.
Yeah, I ain't doing it. I'd rather just have my windows put in and save a little bit of money.
As Mike McGivern, I mean, I think they want you because Leroy, I said, don't call Leroy. That can't get up on an elevator.
I can't get an elevator. You ain't getting in no plane to jump out of it.
No plane.
No.
Okay. I said, Gina, I you know, but I love you.
He can say we're not approve of it.
Well, I mean, Gina loves you too now.
I can't tell based on that commercial we did.
Pella Windows and Doors in Wisconsin, the best windows. She does love me more. The best windows and doors. No. Pella has 9 different lines to choose from. Go to PellaWI.com to start the process right now. They're offering 0% down, 0% financing for 18 months. No payment until June of 2020. Experience the Pella difference when you work with Gina Della from Pella. You work with her and her entire team. Guys, they're there to make your job run smoothly. The Pella team installs year-round. Roy Lee, how can they get a hold of Gina Della and Pella Windows and Doors? How can they get a hold of them?
Go to PellaWI.com today. They got somebody there ready to chat with you. To get Pete out to your house to start measuring as soon as possible. If you're one of these guys, like to pick up the phone, 262-783-6600. That's 262-783-6600. Tell them Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler sent you.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. Only on 105.7 FM, The Fan, Sparky Baby Tausch. Gary Ellerson, the former Packer and Badger running back. Packer Hall of Famer.
I was elected with the number one pick.
Yeah. I wish I could win
the lottery, too.
Yeah. The conference finals start tonight.
I hate both of you.
Milwaukee's baseball team is in Philadelphia, so before you
I'm
settle down.
I'm not calling
down,
you on your birthday, Steve, on the 27th.
Okay.
I like your present. I have not let that go yet. I need therapy.
But we are ready.
What is he doing?
I just can't believe I saw his wife again. Can't believe she cut her hair. But I'm going to let it go.
I don't think
Happy
you
birthday,
are.
Steve.
I don't think you are. Yeah. So before you settle down into your easy chair to watch both teams this week, make sure the food you're serving up for dinner like a champion with quality meats from Robert's Specialty Meats, the best. Paul Roberts has lots of options to make any meal satisfying, from hand-cut USDA prime steaks.
It's the grilling season now, boy. The weather's good, too.
I like your mind to work. Awesome stuffed pork roasts and chicken breasts to such easy-to-heat-up dinnertime treats like ribs on a stick, marinated chicken skewers in barbecue, garlic parmesan, or Door County cherry varieties, original gourmet burgers, or more than 30 varieties of sausages and brats, including the Wisconsin Worst, featuring beer, bacon, and cheddar. Call Roberts today at 262-549-MEAT, 262-549-MEAT, to reserve your order. And when you visit, make sure to sample some of their Made Fresh Daily Cherrywood Smoked Beef Sticks, the perfect snack treats. You can also check them out online at robertspecialtymeatswaukesha.com for more information and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats, there's only one place to go. Roberts Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher.
It really is the only place to go. Now, were you able to grill up yesterday after that tournament game you guys had?
No, man. We didn't get out of that game until quarter to 10.
Record when you're grilling.
It started at 7:43, and the other team scored like 30 runs.
I'm sorry.
The highlight of the game.
That's never good.
The highlight of the game. The game was over. The game was so bad that the other team's coaches told their players, stop stealing bases. Just stand there and don't go anywhere.
You don't want to be in that.
So then there was some hot shot kid on third base for the other team that wanted to dance down the line.
That was always me.
And the guy on the pitcher's mound is not a pitcher and decided, I've had about enough of this. And there wasn't much time left in the time thing anyhow. So he chases him down to third, back to third base. So it was above third baseman. And this kid was feeling pretty good about himself or whatever. Wasn't paying attention. The pitcher walks back towards the mound. The third baseman kind of goes back to his position. The guy that was on third base, the runner, starts to do his leadoff. Third baseman walks up to him, tags him. You're out.
Done.
And that ends that. Biggest roar of the whole night from the parents who hadn't fallen asleep yet.
That's
so that
good.
Was good. Yeah. Hey, here's a nice little stat. David Griffin, as VP of Basketball Operations, the new VP of Basketball Operations for the Pelicans, in the lottery this decade, okay? 2011, 2.8% of winning the first pick, got it. 2012 had a 13.8% of winning the first pick, got the fourth pick. 2013 had a 15.6% chance of winning the first pick, got it. 2014 had a 1.7% of winning it, got the first pick in 2014. 2019 had a 6% chance of winning, got that one too. He's had four number one overall draft choices.
Still terrible.
As a general manager in the NBA, or
and
VP.
Which one is Zion Williamson closer to, Anthony Bennett or LeBron James?
Anthony Bennett.
Oh, man, that's mean. That's thanks face. To Josh Lewenberg and Mark Simon. Game one, Eastern Don't Conference Finals tonight.
I'm not saying he's a bust.
Check out Stevie thank after you. The game that's here on the fan.
He's no superstar.
All right, talk to you later. Bye.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.